Before the age of photos and computerized records, there was another way to keep track of one's family, a method that seems quite odd to folks today. The story is today's American Countryside, sponsored by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality ag parts shipped directly to farms since 1977. Call Shoup Manufacturing at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Quality products stand the test of time. Shoup Manufacturing has been providing replacement ag parts for the better part of 40 years, many of which we make ourselves. If you're looking for quality parts at a fair price, sold by someone who understands the machinery you rely on, call us at 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Turn back the clock a century, and this type of family art was very commonplace.
I have traced this art form back to the 15th century, so it's a real old art form. It's genealogy done with human hair. Everybody had hair. It was easy to get a piece and identify that family member in your family tree.
Leila Cahoon shares the story of using human hair to make many forms of art.
You use a knitting needle or a darning needle or a plain old sewing needle. 8 to 20 hairs, and you're making a flower. You hold it together with a piece of wire.
It seems strange today to take a family member's hair and weave it into intricate flowers that make a wreath. It was an important way to preserve family history, though.
I have one. They left a note. It took 22 years to make. Another one, 44 years.
Each flower might be made from one family member's hair, then sewn into a large wreath. Leila is one of the few that knows how to create such art. She can now sew a flower in one day.
A lady last week asked me if I would make one for her. And I said, I don't believe you realize what you're asking. Because in most of them, about 365 flowers. So one a day, do you want to pay me wages like that?
It takes her about one day to sew an entire flower.
Well, I have one big one that has 150 names. It has a flower from each member, and there's a piece of tape with white ink that corresponds to the name.
More from Leila's museum next time. As we travel the countryside in Independence, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.